It could be a cellar, an attic, or even a storage unit. Many of us have a place to keep those things that we just might need someday. But what do you do when you have a large company that needs to store valuable items for long periods of time? This place fits the bill. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
There are a lot of important items stored below the earth in Hutchinson, Kansas, specifically 650 feet down in the hollowed-out corridors of the area's active salt mines. Lee Spence is president and CEO of Underground Vaults and Storage.
We have a lot of medical charts for the health industry, oil and gas records for the major oil and gas producers in the world.
A lot of items here are things you'd expect, like records from law firms and government offices. Over a third of what is stored here is film from the motion picture studios. The salt mine is a constant 68 degrees at 40-45% humidity. There's plenty of room to expand storage areas underground, but there's also a steady stream of materials moving both in and out of the mines. Companies may need to retrieve records, or some might be destroyed after an amount of time lapses. And for the movie companies, it may be a new edit of a movie, or using scenes from old films that has them calling on Lee's crew to bring something up from the basement, so to speak. It's a little like having an attic with seemingly unlimited space.
We're always pack rats. People are always leery of throwing something away because you always might need something. And our company has branched out into several different locations. Right now we have 12 locations. To include the UK, we actually have some storage facilities in London as well.
Every year, thousands of visitors come underground to see the salt mine at Stratica, the Kansas Underground Salt Museum. They can also see exhibits that show what Lee's company does. While you won't see films or documents due to security, you will see the tunnels and mines where it all happens. Quite a tour for sure. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.